Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice as Christian writers and as Christians all over the world about what a great God we serve. And as writers, we want to serve Him and write the best we can. Today, we're going to be talking about writing the short story. If you're a writer or just thinking about being a Christian writer, maybe you don't want to start with writing a novel. That takes a long time. But the best thing to do is to just start writing a short story. And where do you get your ideas from? Usually from things that have happened to you in life. So what you should first do is sit down and get your characters together, the setting and the mood, the point of view you want to talk through, the situation and the plot, and the style and the voice. Now, all stories begin with an initial situation, whether they're a long story or a short story. Now, short stories usually have 500 words or less, and then above that, you can go to a story, which might be 1,500 words or a little bit more. So you have to just figure out what kind of story you're writing. If it's a short, then you want something that's short, like 500 words. Okay, no matter what kind of story you write, though, you want your readers to know that this is the first step you take. And the first step starts with your character. So shorts and longer stories all have characters, whether they are human, animal, intimate objects, and behave like human beings. But you want to have characters that the people can relate to. Now, characters reveal action. In a short story, you're not going to develop your characters as you would in a story or a novel. In a novel and longer stories, you can go into the characters' background and lives and tell why their actions are what they're doing, what caused them to be the way they are. In a short story, you might just say, she was sick and she went to the hospital. Where in a longer story, you might say, she caught the flu and developed into pneumonia, and so she had to go to the hospital. So you show more detail. In a short story, you're just going to go into basic things that just ignite the reader's idea of what's happened without a long, drawn-out, you know, situation. So that's the main thing. So you want to start with your characters. Okay? And now many professional writers will, you know, spend more time, you know, with their characters. Like I said, you don't want to do like that if you're just starting with a short story. You just want to, you know, start off and just see, you know, how you can develop, you know, into writing a short story. Sometimes it's just a paragraph, and then sometimes it might be a page-length story. I know I used to write, you know, really, you know, short paragraphs, and I didn't really know that they were short stories until I went back later on and started developing some of those short paragraphs into storylines, okay? And so the beginning is getting your characters on paper, you know, deciding who your characters are going to be, get names for them, you know, and then you've always got to have the plot, what's happening that's going to pull that reader in. Now, editors and publishers, when they sit down to read, they want to read something that's going to catch them in the very beginning. So very important, and whether it's a short story or a long story, you've got to capture your reader's attention in that first line or first sentence or first paragraph or first page. Because if you haven't caught them by the first line, you know, it's called a narrative hook. If you haven't caught them then you're going to lose them. I know sometimes you probably have gone to stores and you picked up a book and you've opened it up and you started reading it. Some books will catch you right in the beginning and you think, boy, I'm going to buy this because I want to read this book. I want to see what happens. And some books you pick up and you read it and you say, okay, where is this going? I've been reading this whole page tells me nothing. Well, editors and readers are like that. Sometimes you may work really hard on something and you think you've done a really, really good job. And the characters are really good, but you didn't catch them in that first line or first sentence. And so you lost them. And editors are just like that. They read the first line, and sometimes they'll even go longer. They may read a paragraph, and they may read to the bottom of the page. But if you haven't caught them by then, they can tell what's happening. Most of the time, they'll just put it aside. And so you must catch your readers in the very first line. And then you have to, discover what plot you're going to have. You want to say something, so that the reader, can relate to, if it's something that's happening in the past or in the present or in the future, maybe they can relate to it. But if you talk about things that are above their head, that they really don't know anything about, well, then it makes it more difficult. So you want to have your plot set out. You want to have a good storyline that's going to grab them and bring them into the story without them knowing, that you're dragging them in. They'll just be caught up in your imagination as you write. And that's very important. And then you want to set the setting and the mood. Okay, so you got to know what kind of story that you're writing. Is that story going to be humorous? Is it going to be a thriller? It's going to be a mystery, a romance story. So you've got to decide what kind of story you write because your audience may be diverse. Some people like all different kinds, types of reading. Some may pick up a romance book, but they may also like mysteries and thrillers. So you got to decide what kind of story you're writing, but you always got to know the setting and the mood so the person can see what kind of a book it is. They'll know it's a comedy, like plays. If it's a comedy, it's a mystery. You watch TV and you can turn on different shows and right off the bat, okay, this is a murder show, like CSI, or CSI Miami, or the new ones that they have on now, like Arrow, and the Tomorrow People. You automatically know those are sci-fi things. Okay, so you have to know what kind of a mood you're setting, and then you have to decide if you're even in a short story, what point of view you're going to be showing. Okay, the point of view is the angle that the reader is going to be able to see the story through. Okay, are you going to be writing in the first person? That story is being told usually in a singular meaning, and the events are seen by only one character, so we see through that one character's eye. Okay, but if you're going to be writing in the third person, which most people do write in, the third person narrator is a he or a she or a it. So the writer may say, he was looking at the door, or she saw what was happening, or it was a bad day. Okay, so you know that that's somebody else seeing the story, and you're seeing it through what they're saying. And so this narrator acts as a reporter and relates events objectively with an emotional detachment. The characters inside the story could never possess. In this instance, the narrator is a neutral witness or observer. The story is told as an indifferent person's view. Okay, the narrator shows things at their position, action, and dialogue, but never says what they mean. Okay, so if you're reading the story where you see where it says he was doing this, and he was watching what was going on, and he was looking outside, and he saw the cars passing, well, this person is telling you what he was doing. Now, if you were in first person, you would be saying, I looked outside, and I saw the cars passing, and it was a very stormy day. That's first person, so you know that person is telling it. And so then sometime, as I said, you can use the unnamed all-knowing narrator. And this is the unnamed third person, all-knowing narrator. I talked about that before. That's a person that sees everything. And he dips into this person's life and shows you what's going on in his life. And he dips into the next person's life and you see what's going on in that life. So you always have an idea what's going on. Like the person may be doing something and he'll say, he couldn't understand her reaction, why she acted so bad toward him, why she slammed the door in his face. But then on the other side, and we'll see where the narrator may say, and as she slammed the door, she could not believe that he could come across like that. He could be so rude and so inconsiderate. So now we know what he doesn't know, why she acted that way. So that's what they call the all-knowing narrator. And so that's another thing you could look about. And then there's a second person and the first person plural. Now, these are a little more difficult, okay? This is a second person. You usually refer to the reader. But in different stories, you know, he uses you to create distance from himself, you know. So it's like, you know, he's not really wanting you to understand who he is, but it's like a, you know, like you're standing back looking. He's standing back looking, and you're standing back looking, trying to understand as he's trying to understand. You know, it's kind of like you're in a mirror, but you see darkly kind of what's going on. Then you have to pick, like I said, a situation and a plot. Okay, plot. In longer stories, a plot or storyline can develop over time. But in the short story, there is no development. As I said before, we may just see that the person was sick and went to the hospital. Where in a longer story or in the novel, they may tell exactly what went on, how they got sick, you know, they went to the hospital, what happened. Short story, you don't have time to develop all these characters. You bring the characters in and you have plots and situations, but they're very quick. They're very quick. So the person can just get an idea, and then he reads a story, and that's it. Like, a lot of times you can pick up magazines and you see short stories, and you can read them like in 10, 15 minutes, and you finish it, and you say, okay, I know what happened to her. But you don't really, you saw what happened to her from what they wrote, but you don't. There was no detail of why it happened. Short stories don't have time for a lot of detail because people, you know, they're rushing, you know, and they want to read something that they can enjoy and move on quickly to something else. So if you're a short story writer, that you have to remember. You want to have the plot and the character developed just to a certain point, not to a point where the person wants to go into a lot of detail and know why this happened, the emotions that went along with it. They don't, you know, they really don't want, a lot of readers, they don't want that. If they want that, they'll go get a novel, which is like 60,000 words or so, where they can read and go all into the background of the person, their emotions and their feelings and everything else. But in a short story, they want something that they can read quick and say, oh, yeah, okay, that was a good story, and I understand. Yeah, I know that happened. But they don't want to know why it happened. They just, okay, I know it happened, move on, let's go on to the next point. Okay, so that's what you're doing there. On a short story, when we speak of plot, we are speaking about situations, as I said before, a particular set of circumstances happening in a certain point of view. The short story happens in a flash, like I said, very quickly. The story doesn't have time to go, you know, into a lot of detail. It's already there. When you open it up, you already read what's happened, but you don't know, you know, the detail of why it happened. Okay, so the traditional beginning and middle and ending all have to be the same, and whether it's a short story or a long story, you still have to have detail. Okay, and so you want to have that point of view pointed out, so the person knows who's talking, if it's first person, you know, or third person, okay? And then you want to have a situation that you can grab them right at the beginning so they know, say, it's a murder mystery, you know, and when you open it up, you might want to catch them real quick by saying, and she was standing with a knife in her hand when the police arrived at the door, and her husband was lying dead on the floor. Okay, that grabs them right there. They don't need to know all of what went on with her and her husband, why she killed him. They know right off the bat that she killed her husband, and he's lying on the floor, and the police are at the door. Now, if you were writing a novel or a longer story, you might say they argued that night, and when she got up in the morning, he was gone. So when he came back home, she was all irate, and when he came to the door, she stabbed him with a knife. That's more detail. But in a short story, you just say, you know, her husband's lying on the floor, and she was standing with a knife, and the police came in the door. And so they know that, okay, she killed her husband. Okay, so that's another thing. So make your situation and plot very clear. And then there's a thing called style and voice, okay? Now, in style and voice, you want to say things the way that you would say them, okay? Style is your own particular way of saying it, okay? It's how the writer tells the tale, the words that you use, that you choose, and the phrase and the kinds of sentences that you put together, whether they're short or long or complex. The style, that's your writer's voice inside your head. You may, in fact, have many voices reflecting different feelings, moods, states of mind, and those voices may be heard in various characters that the writers create. Okay, now that's easy to explain. Say that you have characters, and one is a very shy, timid person. Okay, so you may come across with him in your mind. You see certain ways he would say things, like he held his emotions in. He wanted to speak, but he said nothing. And then other times he may be very bold, you know, and say he was a boisterous man. No one was above him, and he let everybody know that they were under his thumb. Okay, so you may have different voices because all characters aren't the same. So you have to make your characters the way people would be in real life. People have different, you know, different times in your life. You may come across really nice, and, you know, and other times you may get angry. And so you're totally different from that, you know, person you were when you're kind and considerate than when you are when you're angry. So you may have many different voices, and you can call on these voices for your character. You know, if you're writing a murder mystery, you don't have to be a murderer. But you know how murderers think. I'm sure we've all watched enough TV that we know, you know, how murderers think. You know, they usually somebody has done them wrong. Even if they've committed the crime, they will still blame the other person for putting them in prison. And so you can understand that. So you can see how a murderer might react to being caught. Well, like the fugitive, he was innocent, but, you know, they thought he was guilty. And so now you know how a person feels that's, you know, that is innocent of a crime, but is still chased by the police. So you would know that breathlessness, you know, that hopeless feeling that person might feel if you're writing something like that. Or if a child is sick, you've been around sick people, or if an older person is sick. So you draw on all of those things from your memories. That's where you get your characters. That's where you get your plots. That's where you bring your action in. And you put it all together when you do your writing. Especially if you're a fiction writer, you can bring things together that may have never happened to you. But you can call on that stuff from what you know, watched, or for what you've seen, and for what you've heard, and or what you know in your mind, or what you've read. And you can come up with good storylines. A lot of people wonder, where do people get their ideas for stories? They're inside you, already there. All you got to do is just look inside and just think about what you want to write. If it's romance, if you love romantic, you know, a romance story, and you know, have always wanted to go to a deserted island, or you wanted to be like a, you know, like a, you know, like a Adam and Eve, live on an island and meet a nice, you know, a guy, then you can sit down and write something like that. You don't have to be, but you can do research on how an island looks, you know, how the breeze blows, you know, and how the hammock would swing, you know, and how the sand would be there and the ocean washing up on the shore. I've never been there, but in my mind I can see it, and in your mind you would see it. And then when you sit down and write it, you get the words, the descriptive words to put together for that little, you know, segment. And then that's how you pull people in, and they start to see things. Even if you've never been there, you can read a book, you know, and you can be taken there just by what the person says. And you feel like you're on that island. You feel like you're that person. And you're meeting that, you know, that handsome Prince Charming. Or you're meeting this, you know, tycoon, you know, and all these things, you know. And you can put that on paper, and you can draw people in, as well as draw yourself in, because you actually become a part of what you write. When you write, you see it in your mind, and then it happens on paper. And so that's very important, to be able to feel it. I see it, feel it, and touch it in your mind, because then you know how to put those emotions onto paper. So in a short story, it's the same way. It's just that it's shorter. You're going to, you know, take less time. It may be a paragraph. You know, say you take a writing class, and they want you to write something about paradise. Okay, no, we'll just take that for interest, and you don't know anything about paradise. Well, you know about the Caribbean, and you know about, you know, Mexico and the resorts and stuff. Then start there. Look it up, and then start reading about it, and then thinking about it, and then start thinking, how would I describe this island that the teacher wants me to put down? Okay, maybe you'll start off with, say, the breeze was blowing. It was so warm, and the water was warm on my feet, and there were coconuts hanging on the trees, and I could see him lying in a hammock, fast asleep. See, you can see that in your mind. You don't have to be there, but in your mind you are. And that's the way you do with your reader. They don't have to be there, but you take them there. You take them there through your words, through your sentences, through your phrases, or through the page, or through a novel. You take them there, and that's what readers want, whether it's a short story or a long story. They want to be taken there. They want to escape for a certain amount of time and be in another world, under another moon, another sky, with other people that still they can relate to. It's like walking through a movie. They're walking through the movie, and they're seeing everything that's happening, but they're not affected. But they know the cause and effect of what's happening to those people. That's what a writer, that's the really the mystery of writing, to take your readers there, whether it's a short story or whether it's a long story. They want to go there. They want to see it. They want to be a part of it. And then they want to leave it and close the book or finish the page and say, "That I really like that." You know, and that's what you want. You want to bring your readers in, capture their attention. But even in a short story, like I said, in order to capture that attention, you've got to start with a narrative hook. You've got to open it up with something that's really going to grab them. Like I said, the part about the lady standing over her husband with a knife in her hand, and the police walked in the door. That grabs you. Automatically, you say to yourself, okay, she killed her husband. Why? Now, if you're writing a longer story, you know, you might go into it, like I said. But if it's a short story, well, you know, okay, she killed her husband, she's standing over with a knife, and the police walk in the door, then you might go ahead and read the rest of it, you know, and find out that she went to, you know, jail, and, you know, and she had to go to prison for, you know, eventually she went to court, and all that happened to her. And then you might end it and say, well, you know, however you want to end it, but it would be short. You wouldn't go into a lot of details, you know, because a short story does not have a lot of details. There's not time to develop the character, but you want to develop it enough to catch the reader and to interest them so they'll read the story. And in the same way, in a longer, in a short story, see, we're talking about the short story. The short stories are usually 500 words or less. Now, a short story can be, over, you know, like 1,500 words or more. But whatever it is, you want to catch that reader. You want to catch him with the first line, or if, in a short. And if it's a short story, you still want to catch him with the first line, and then you want to lead him on to the next sentence, lead him on to the next paragraph, and lead him on to the next page, and so on and so on. You know, and then like in a novel, so it's totally different. Every chapter in a novel should read like a short story. Every chapter in a novel should leave the person wanting to go to the next chapter. Something should happen in that chapter, at the end of that short story, that chapter, or in a novel, that wants them to turn the page and read the next chapter. Every chapter should be a short story. That's what they taught me in school. Every chapter should be a short story. You always leave the reader wanting to go to the next chapter. And it's the same with a short story. If you write short stories well enough, then you're going to have people want to read them. And they want to come back and read it because they say, this was a really good little story. It didn't take me about 5-10 minutes to read it, but it was a good story. And so I want to read more, but do you have any more short stories? And that's what you want to do. So that's what a short story is. It has characters, it has setting and mood, it has a point of view, situation and a plot, and a style and voice. It's totally uniquely done by you. So whether it's a short story, 500 words or less, or if it's a story, short story, then it's 1,500 words or more. And if it's a novel, then it's up to 60,000 words or more. And so but however you write, if you're just starting to write, probably the short story is the best place to start. Just start writing, you know, a paragraph, a line, a sentence. But make sure that it has a good character and it has a good situation plot that the character's involved in and that your voice is relevant and that's telling the people what they want to know. But it's going to end them feeling fulfilled and that they read a good story. So that's what we talked about today, the short story. Now, if that's what you're interested in, then I would say go ahead and start doing that. There are many courses, and you know, like in colleges and universities, that start with creative writing. And usually in creative writing, they'll have you write articles and short stories. So that's a good point to start because then it helps you to develop your character, your mood, your style, your plot, your voice, and you come to know you as a writer because you have to come to know you before you can really, you know, move on. So you got to know who you are and got to know the things in your life that are important to you because they usually affect the way you write and your stories. So now, if you have any questions, please call me. There's a call-in number, which is 323-642-1589. I hope you have enjoyed this program. And just remember that you write for the Lord. However you start, whether short story, novel, it's all for the Lord. And so you want to do everything to the grace and the glory of God. So I hope you'll get to writing and not stop and just see this as a step. It's a first step if you haven't written. And if you are a writer, perhaps this will help you to understand yourself a little better and help you get your story ideas, knowing that, you know, there's so much inside of you that you can write stories about. There's so much around you. There's so many people that you know that have things happen. If you want to write nonfiction, go more into nonfiction and write, you know, things that have happened in your life or in the world around you, you can do that too. You can start that with a paragraph. But just wherever it is, just remember to start and keep writing. The journey of writing is just like that saying. It starts with a single step. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's the same way with writing. You start somewhere and you just take your pen and start writing. But just know, get the ideas and put them down, whether it's in a journal. There's there's always ideas flying by. So make sure you carry a little journal with you and you know, jot down your thoughts and stuff or ideas of what you might want to write about, and then later come back and, you know, pick it up and just start writing and just do what you know in your heart that you want to do. So I'm going to just say that that's the end of this program. And I think my next program might be interesting, too, because I'm going to talk about the narrative hook, how to hook your readers. That's a very important thing. I went into it a little bit because you do have to know how to grab those readers in the first, you know, opening of the book. So we're going to talk about the narrative hook next time. So until then, this is Pastor Janet Fears and fellow Christian writer, and I will be talking to you next week. And whatever you do, remember to keep writing and don't stop. Blessings.